All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray, the show, and the play. If you guys don't understand, sometimes we have a little theater involved in what we do. It would help you to kind of sort through everything as we go forward. But if you're a usual suspect, you've been joining us and along for the ride for the first 2 hours of the show. If not, and you're joining us via the simulcast, we appreciate you as 94.1 is now on board, and it will be through 7 through the Blitz. So welcome, and let's have some fun.
Yes, let's indeed. people are making requests for Wayback Wednesday songs. So the list is out there. You can go to any one of our accounts. We retweeted the list.
Who's winning?
Nick, I haven't looked.
Your bots are really good.
Vote for poor Nick.
What?
Like I was struggling with my list. I'm the one that's doing all the work back here.
No, but your bots get a lot of stuff
done. Vote for Nick.
Chump.
I really am trying to get pity votes this time.
Did you put your lawn sign up next to your Charlie Brown
you
Christmas
basically
tree shrub?
Just did, your whole list is just Kanye West.
There's two songs from Kanye West, not the whole list.
Why
Calm
are you
down.
Screaming?
Calm down.
Why are you so angry?
Because you make me
like
mad.
I feel like you're so angry. You're
I'm always
angry. you're like the AJ and then you're angry.
Nothing like AJ. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just regurgitating some of the stupid ass texts we've gotten today. Mm-hmm. You want to talk to KJ about NBA schedule and the Astros?
Wait, shocker. KJ wants to talk basketball?
What?
Sure, let's do it.
KJ, what's up?
What's up, gents?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I actually gave a couple of my referee friends a hard time because they first just put out that the Warriors were playing on Christmas and then the Knicks and the Bucks and it was one more game. And I was like, oh, that's weak. No Rockets. He was like, oh, you know, the Rockets will be on there. So when it came out that the Rockets would be playing OKC, I was like, that's even better. But we all know LeBron was going to be playing and you know he's going to be playing the Warriors. Best part is that the Rockets open up, well, the Lakers open up their home part of their schedule with the Rockets on the 20th. That should be interesting. Like I said, people said, you know, putting them fourth in the West, that's kind of outlandish to me just because the team that he has is not that much better than Cleveland, and they're going to be in the West, and you're playing a whole lot more better team regularly.
Yeah, that's the key to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, as far as the Astros, the last two games, I showed why they won the World Championship last year. And I said this last year during the World Series, if Marwin is just an oddity, if Marwin and George hit the ball, they will always win. That is just something about them. And both of them have a clutch team that, you know, that we didn't see with the Killer Bees. And last but not least, I'm going to take up for you all and say this to all the listeners. This is a sports talk show or a sports talk network. The whole entire sports talk medium is 85% entertainment and 15% informative news. Okay? So the definition, entertainment. They are entertaining you. So everything is not personal. It's just like when you watch a sitcom on television or if you watch a drama or a movie, it's entertainment. What drives me crazy is the determination of so many people these days, and because they have Twitter and it's easier to get in contact with y'all, because they wouldn't pick up the phone call and they also can text you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do any of this communication with you otherwise, but since they have Twitter, they just bombard y'all with this and text messages. It's entertainment. Stop always basically critiquing every single. If you don't like what they're doing, that's why you have the option to listen to something else until something that you like. Come on.
Amen.
Thank you, AJ. Amen, brother. We appreciate you, brother. Good stuff right there.
You can tell he did radio. It does radio, and that he's in the media. Because he texted me, too. He goes, stop explaining it to him. I'm like, well, it drives me nuts. You would think by now people would understand the gist of our show and the Blitz. Because they bitch about the Blitz, about how they're always angry. And I hate that we have to run it. I tell you guys, these are just like, Fred and AJ are two of the happiest people I know. They're not as grumpy as you think they are. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin their bit, too, but... Now, AJ does hate Houston. I will admit that.
See, there you go again.
Now, he is a hater. No, I'm just kidding. Look, he's going to get some texts.
By the way, I just reporting, checking in, sir. Barry was talking about you.
They're most of the guys I blocked on the text line.
AJ? You blocked AJ on the text line?
The guys that rat you out.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Are they? Oh, okay. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. Snitches all over the place.
Man. And whiners. Mm. So, other than that.
Mm-hmm.
There, obviously, football is going to get to full blown out there this week, which is great. But even though it's just preseason games, which is interesting. But I don't know if you caught this or not. Adam Gase, the coach of the Dolphins, because everybody's really concerned right now about depth charts with injuries and everything else. They want to know, well, what's the depth chart? Where's so and so on the depth chart? I heard Charlie Palillo with the beat writer for the Chiefs talking about the depth chart and where the kid from A&M rates in their secondary with injuries to Sorensen and others. It's all a big topic. So Adam Gase decided to put his running back position and put two guys at the starting running back position.
Mm-hmm.
And the media lost their minds. So when he had his press conference after practice, they asked him, why would you do something like that? And to be honest with you, he was honest, and I liked it. It was a great response because
he basically, from what I saw or heard, he basically came out and they said, "Why did you list two starting running backs?" And he goes, "Because I wanted to be an a-hole."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What I loved about it is the whole room starts going, and he didn't start laughing.
Nope.
He didn't change his face. Like, he was serious. And the reporter pool didn't realize that at first. Because there was,
He put Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore both as the starting halfback for the team.
Frank Gore is 107 years old. Why is he starting?
And they said, the key was because he deadpanned it. But how great would it be if Bill O'Brien, John McClain or others, or Barry Warner kept throwing questions at him, and we wanted answers we didn't get, and finally, if someone, even with Belichick, why are you being like this? Just to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
It would make everything so much easier.
It would also make a lot of sense, because he kind of seems to be that sometimes.
Both of them do.
He got kind of wishy-washy with Jadeveon Clowney. They were talking about the fact that Clowney's
about Belichick too, but okay.
Yeah, but I was talking about Bill O'Brien. Yeah. I guess I can see why we would get the two confused. Mm. Other than, wins and losses.
Let's get on to Kansas City.
Attitude. Yeah. But Bill O'Brien and the way he handles things in the media drives me insane because they were asking about Jadeveon Clowney and how he's gotten off to a slow start and the contract negotiations. And by the time the season starts, they're probably not going to have a deal in place with him. And then Brian Gaines says, nope, once the season starts, I want the guys focused on what they do. And Sarah Barshop had a nice little write-up on Clowney. And she basically talked about the fact that Bill O'Brien initially was like, oh, he's going to have to get in shape. I mean, it's just we've got to have, you know how Bill O'Brien gets, he's just going to have to do better. And then immediately starts to back off of that. Well, we've got a really good program in place and he's coming along just fine. I'm just like, dude, like, you know, pick a speed and just hit that and just be cool. You don't have to be a complete jerk as when someone asks you a question and then have to back off of it later because that's your instinct.
Here's what I also find interesting about the entire situation. The Texans are one of those teams. Rockets are like it too. Astros not as much. But they expect things from the media. They expect help when they need to get a certain message out. They expect leniency when things go bad. They want you to be nice to them. They don't want you to be critical of them. They expect so much. But in return, they give you those terse responses. They give you those kind of agitated and attitude-filled short answers, but yet they want you to live up to your half of the bargain. It's a two-way street. If you want cooperation, communication, and help from time to time, you got to be willing to give it too and realize these people are trying to do a job. They're not just trying to get their fantasy football lineup straight. So they have a job too, because they have a huge fan base of this team, which is enormous, that wants accurate information. So don't be a D.
Yep.
Give and take. That's all it is.
Give. Just answer the questions. I mean, there's some. If you don't want to, if you feel like information you may give will put your team at a disadvantage, then just say that. Mm-hmm. Just be like, look, I would love to answer that question,
right,
John, but I feel like if I give that information out, that could be used, and I don't want to put that out there. Just know that we're working on it, or we have a plan in place, whatever. Yada, whatever you want to, but at least say that. But he's like, I'm not going to talk about that. Like when they asked him about Clowney's contract, he goes, I don't talk about contracts. That's Brian Gain's job. Oh, bull. That's
you
just not true.
You want to be involved in everything.
That you absolutely deal with and talk about contracts. Don't give us that.
Yeah,
you
can't
have answered that
ways.
Question. You absolutely could have answered that question.
Coach, I'd like to know why you changed from cheeseburgers in the media room. It's really made me very upset. And my stomach's upset, too. I'm not happy about it.
All right, we're going to be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It is indeed The Usual Suspects. You know why? Take too much to touch her.
From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
9 o'clock.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, everybody, I want you to make sure you mark your calendars. This weekend is the GT Sports Marketing Sports Card and Interactive Show. It's at the George R. Brown Convention Center. 15 of your world champion Houston Astros will be there, including Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Bregman. Plus, football legends Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, and more, such as MMA and UFC fighters, celebrity chefs, American Idol finalists, soccer and martial arts for the kids, and lots more. Tickets and details available at gtsportsmarketing.com.
Speaking of MMA, did you see that quick Greg Hardy fight? It was like 17 seconds.
And I
he
did
knocked
not.
Him out. It like the guy
Greg
was,
Hardy got
he
the knockout. Again?
He got the knock. Like he knocked him out, and the guy was terrified. You could tell when he was in the cage, he was terrified.
Really?
Yeah. Hardy's a beast. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to do well in the sport, but
he
has a natural
205?
Tough. He must be.
Yeah,
he looks pretty big.
205
or heavyweight. I don't see him being a middleweight.
I don't know
based
if he lasts
track
in heavyweight.
Record,
by the
though,
way, you saw Derek Lewis got another fight. Volkov or something like that? Big
Jacob.
Tall white boy. I don't know.
His first name Jacob? I don't remember.
I don't know. Didn't look. I just saw a big tall white boy. I think it was Volkov or something.
Based on Hardy's track record, though, don't you think that half the guy, if the guy was scared, it's because, you know, he doesn't give a about anything. He's not.
He's
no
a little
fear.
Wild.
Yeah.
Speaking of UFC and MMA, somebody said I didn't hear y'all talk about, y'all don't talk about UFC very often, which isn't necessarily true.
It's not true.
They said is Conor McGregor's next fight a must watch? I think so.
Yeah, just because of all the drama and the fact
exactly.
that he attacked the bus and it's against Khabib, and a lot of people believe Khabib's going to win. There's a lot of people that believe Conor.
I happen to be one of those guys.
Conor. A lot of people believe Conor's going to win, but a lot of people believe Khabib's going to win.
Which camp you in?
I'm team
you
Khabib.
I was going to say, you team Khabib or team McGregor?
Team Khabib.
Okay.
In this particular fight.
Or team Dolly through a
Connor's
window.
Made a lot of money.
Khabib.
Nope.
Nope.
He goes, nope.
But did you see this thing about Khabib the other day?
What did he do? What did he do?
He got all people all outraged on social media because he's making homeless people do push-ups.
What's wrong with that?
But then he's giving them money for doing
it.
That's
wrong
what
with
people
that?
Are missing in the whole deal.
It's calisthenics.
They want to make it a big deal. But you know what? It's like we always talk about, especially in Houston, how many panhandlers are constantly asking you for money.
Yeah. You want some money? Do
he's
a push-up.
Making them earn it.
I like it. Nothing
wrong,
wrong
with
that.
It.
Get them healthy.
I don't know if that's going to get them healthy. But could get them some cash.
True. Nothing wrong with that.
What they do with it.
Which might get them healthy. You know,
get a
some
gym
food.
Membership.
Get a gym membership.
No.
Get some food.
Nope. I mean, look, you could do a lot worse as a homeless person to have a gym membership. You get to shower. You could probably sleep in the locker room sometimes. Maybe water fountain? I don't know. Place to poop? What's wrong with that?
A lot of the gyms, depending on which one you go to, have like a food bar that has like hors d'oeuvres and appetizers to entice you to buy more and
that's
do stuff.
The gym you go to, Fancy Pants. Not the gyms that we go to, normal
that's
people.
That's like $275 million dollars a month.
Where, no, where it's do you, not. The Met?
The
where
Met is it downtown.
Like you even have to do your, like, you lift with your pinkies out. Like, ugh, I'm
they
doing my
bench
press.
They let your ass in to throw up no-look hook shots.
That's because they recognize a champion when they see one. They were like, let that cat in. He's definitely a baller. You heard about the Cron.com article where some guy got shot on his bicycle masturbating?
Saw it on the news.
Somebody wanted to know if that was Gilbert.
Did you see the story, though?
No, it wasn't Gilbert. I hope it wasn't.
No, I'm assuming from the... Because I don't know that much about Gilbert. Does he ride his bike around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Barry is that what it is? Did the one remote over on the north side.
Yes.
And he took the park and ride with his bike, found the place we
grill
were at.
Shop.
Yeah, the grill shop.
Comes in, puts his bike up, looks at me and Joel and goes, watch that, and then walks off and goes, bring me some food.
Brought
and starts yelling at people.
In the store.
He's like, you watch my bike, you bring me some food. I know John Granato. Everyone here can kiss my ass. Like, he was just passing them out.
He we're asked like, the guy that works there because they were obviously making samples to show what the grills could do. And he came in and he goes, you got to watch my bike. Watch my bike. Put it right there. You guys don't let anything happen to my bike. And he looks at the manager of the store and he goes, I want barbecue sandwich, but I don't want ketchup. I want you on light toast and I want to make my sandwich. I go, Gilbert, he's not your waiter.
Man.
But hey, man, that's some listener loyalty right there.
Gilbert's been around a long time.
If he's riding his bike to remotes, bro.
Dude, like, I remember Gilbert on 1560 when I was a listener.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
So Gilbert's old.
He's followed John and Lance everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's very loyal to those two guys.
Yes, for sure. All right, couple more texts. Wait, Nick's not fat? That ruined my day.
Sorry, bud.
Text about it.
Wait, Nick's not fat? Damn it. Yeah, several of those came in. People are pretty upset that you're not fat.
Those are probably the ones who didn't show up to the party.
Probably.
And didn't see me.
No lie. This is from Matt from the 409. No lie, I thought Patrick Creighton was black and skinny. But I was wrong when I looked at the stream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can understand you. Some people what? Having a misconception
thinking
about
I'm
you.
Black?
From time to time.
It's because of the big... No.
But why? Patrick Creighton.
Why? Oh, how do you know?
Patrick...
Joel's told me.
I mean, you... wrong. You hear Patrick Creighton once.
Mm-hmm.
He just sounds like a white guy from New York.
But so does Stephen A. Smith.
No.
Mm-mm. No. I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree as well.
I feel like it does.
I think you can tell that like Patrick is white when he speaks. I'm sorry.
Can't Chandler Parsons? Are you telling me right now about Chandler Parsons? I mean, come on.
That sounds like a white guy from New York.
No. Patrick Creighton is more.
That sounded like the old commish, NBA commish, not Adam Silver.
David Stern.
That sounded like Stern a little bit.
Select Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's pretty good. That sounds like David Stern.
Yeah, it does.
Yao Ming.
But that's...
He always did.
Yao Ming.
With the first pick in the NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Yao Ming from China. That's exactly what he did.
That's great. People run jokes into the ground. This is somebody we were talking about earlier, how everybody has to ruin the fact that we're just messing around and they take everything so serious and say we're salty and we're upset. Somebody said people run jokes into the ground too. That one chick is still on Twitter talking about how she beat y'all Papa Shot. That was weeks ago, MF-er. Like, wow.
That's Brit.
Yeah, she took that very serious. And, you know, I'm all for a confident woman. She's too aggressive. Let's be real. She's
a lot of self-confidence
very,
in that woman.
Very aggressive. She was pushing and punching. She was very aggressive.
Who was?
If she the blonde chick at Papa Shot. I don't what was her name?
Brit.
She was pushing people. She pushed me. And I was like, you know, if this was a dude and he was pushing me like this, I think I'd be upset.
I do remember who you're talking about. She just followed me on Twitter. But I didn't know she was like a loyal listener.
My God. Barry,
I don't think she's a loyal listener of this show. I could be wrong.
Okay. I think she's
but I had never seen
listener.
Or heard of her before until the party. She hangs out with ATX Hobo Girl, and I think she was hanging out with Pink Valkyrie.
And Tracy. That,
nah, but I think I don't know if there was like the you know the four of them, but they ended up gravitating towards each other.
Jerry looked at me, goes, "Hey, you're not mad if I just told her she won, right? Because I that was when the scoreboard wasn't working.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm pretty sure that it's like." Not going to go away.
She was super aggressive. I won! I won! I won! You suck! I won! It's like, we haven't even started yet. She, why?
He thought I was making
this up. What are you doing?
She literally was throwing elbows, yeah. stepping on my toe, and throwing her hip and her butt into me to try and shove me out of the way. I'm like,
why did I miss all this?
Lisa would have been so jealous.
No, she wouldn't have, but Lisa probably kick her ass.
Yeah. Nora would have just cut her. Butterfly knife.
Jeez.
Put it up and walked away.
Hey.
Just a little stabby, stabby, stab, like prison style. Passed it off to another listener, kept walking.
She would have shanked her?
Yeah. She ain't playing that. Don't touch my man. Don't. That's how she. Nope. She's from the north side. Nora might be quiet and shy, but she's a north side chick. She'll stab you.
North side Nora.
Yeah, she'll stab
you. Don't mess with north side Nora.
Nope. She will stab you.
You guys see that Jalen Ramsey? Got caught and exposed for a little indiscretion on Instagram.
Ooh, what happened? Do tell.
We got time now, Nick? You want to do it after the break?
He's like, you've already shattered all the other breaks, fellas. Might as well. No, we'll do it afterwards.
It's pretty funny.
It is good. Stick around.
So, yeah, stick around. We've got this story next. Jalen Ramsey obviously had a little bit too much time either leading up to camp or in camp, but he got caught. We'll tell you about it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects.
School spirit, alpha number. Get in the speed. Alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. 30 minutes left in the big shoe, the really big shoe. Right now, though, it's time to play the name game.
Yes. Almighty one.
There you go, Ed Sullivan.
Yes.
It is the name game. You guys know what the name game is. You've been listening long enough. The name game is where we call two names. If one of those names is your name, try to be the first caller, and you will win the prize of the day.
Listen up, people.
You're supposed to go yes.
Yes! Publisher's clearing out. Yes!
Today's prize is a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Don't miss the 16th Annual Music Festival at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, and many, many more. Acts performing live. Unfortunately, we're the show, guys!
Why did you unfortunately...
I was just trying to trick you.
That was dumb.
No, we're the show.
We're doing the giveaway?
Yes.
Oh.
Look, Nick's like, I'm not prepared for
I
that.
I didn't know that.
We are looking for Connor or Austin. Connor or Austin. Be the first caller. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If your name is Connor or Austin, be the first caller, and you get a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival going down September 29th at the Sam Houston Race Park. Good luck.
I know we got a Connor that's a pretty... A listener.
My buddy, Connor Hogan.
Okay. So I was mentioning this story about Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, okay? You were.
So evidently, Jalen had some time on his hands and decided to do a little browsing on Instagram.
Okay. Haven't we all, Joel?
Mm-hmm. Except me. and Barry Warner. So he comes across a young lady and he puts the big googly eyes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And says, hi. She says, hi. He says, hey, how old are you? She said, I'm 21. He go, okay, that's what's up. Just had to make sure, LOL. She said, why? What's up? You fine ASF, LOL. Ha ha, thank you very much, she says. But don't you have a girl and a newborn baby?
Uh-oh.
He's like, well, you're welcome. And LOL, yeah, I do have a baby girl and a situation. But what that got to do with you? She says, well, congrats on the baby girl. He says, thank you. She goes to respond, and she gets a message that says, user not found. He took the L, and he skipped out.
He pulled the cord, and the chute just... He was out.
With that being said, some people had witnessed it or got word of it and said to her, please delete this. I will pay you.
No.
Yeah. And she said, and she said, I hope his girl has Twitter and sees it. The amount of times I've lied to men and said I have a boyfriend, I think God is punishing me for lying so much. That's why I'm single. Someone else said, aw, stop. But a side note, I like how they say this generation is the exposing generation or something like that. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend or a baby. It's one thing if he hopped in with no relationship, but he DM'd you with a whole family at home?
Wow.
Not surprised. She said, yeah, as if he didn't do anything wrong. Whatever, though, nothing surprises me anymore.
That's crazy. What's her name?
Her name is...
Yeah, I got to look this
up. At Samantha Dagher, but it's D-A-G-H-E-R.
D-A-G-H...
E-R. So Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A-D-A-G-H-E-R.
Okay. Let's see if she's worth wrecking for.
She's all right.
Hey, real quick, who are the names for the name game winner?
Connor Austin. And Austin.
Connor and Austin. 713-780-3776. Yes. We need people to call in.
We don't have a single.
We need more callers.
We have a very white audience. Surely there's a Connor or Austin.
Connor,
name,
Austin.
The only other
Most
name,
of them are interns.
The only other name that would be whiter would be like Bryce, right? Drew. Black Drew's going to be like, bro, really? Connor or Austin, call and win some tickets, man. Ziegenbach Music Festival. I need to text my boy Connor Hogan and tell him.
713-780-ESP.
I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to text him right now. I'm telling him, look, these dudes are idiots. They don't want free tickets to...
By the way, Jerry tweeted in about Britt. And he said, yeah, by the way, she fouled out in the first minute.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Totally fouled out. This is Samantha Dagher.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah, I think so.
That is definitely not worth wrecking your marriage for.
Right?
Not even...
I said she wasn't all that. Because I'll tell you this, on Barstool, where the article was released, it's worse than that. Hang on a second. Because obviously everybody has different tastes, and Jalen maybe have a different taste than us. But
I'm not seeing a picture of her.
Hold on, it's coming.
What are you
There's
doing?
That one.
Oh, no.
With the granny panties on.
Those are some big-ass draws.
Those are some GPs. Like, and then that one.
Hey, my goodness.
Then there's that one.
Well, that's not bad, but them draws, like, the waistline was up under her breasts.
Yeah, not a good look. Okay, I'll retweet the article.
Those were like bloomers.
So if you guys
want
to go to @PacManJoel, I'll retweet the article.
Those were like bloomers. Why is he wrecking his marriage over some chicken granny
pants? He's not married, though.
Or his relationship.
Although he calls it a situation.
Wow.
It's more than a situation when you have a child with someone.
Wow, would you stay with someone that called you, I'm in this situation?
I think he's hoping she never sees any of that.
Could be.
That's a safe bet, by the way.
Darce on Twitter said, try having Darce as a first name. That's as white as it gets.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I'm going to break it to Darce a little early. I don't think your name's ever getting called in the name game.
But he's saying that's the whitest name in the history of names, Darce. You're named after a choke, so that's good. There's the Darce choke in MMA.
Chet. There is.
Yeah.
That's Chet. Good. Myron.
Chet.
No, Myron. No, not Myron. Chet. Yeah,
Myron's not.
Vern.
My grandmother's name was Verna. That's pretty strong.
My mom's name was not Angeline. It was Angeline. That ain't winning either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, did she always have to correct people?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Darce is pretty strong, though. But yeah, Connor or Austin. I'm going to text my buddy Connor right now. Proceed. I will.
Let me just carry on with the show then. with the final half hour upon us.
I'm concentrating over here.
Some news and notes around the NFL. Dez Bryant is believed to not have interest in the Browns, as the Browns are interested in him.
Can you blame him?
No. No, not at all. So we'll see. It would have been great, though, if he joined the Browns and Hard Knocks was going on because you know he'd be good for some pretty good zingers and
speaking
crap
of,
talking.
I think it was Crystal Collins asked us, had we watched it yet? And no.
Joel recorded it.
No, Joel taped it on his VCR.
There we go.
And I DVR'd it. So we're going to watch it tonight. And we will reconvene tomorrow to discuss. Plus, that way it saves
the
you
guys. The old VCR. You still got one of those, man?
Yeah, he does.
But of course.
He said
you've got the VCR,
it.
But you have the rewinder.
Because I say.
You got that rewinder that rewinds it back
because
faster
I say
than the normal
it,
unit.
Smart ass. Every time I say taped it, he's like, you got that VCR? I got the 8-track. What do you think? You got the bull? I got that in the car. All right.
I bet you he still is like, Lisa, I've got to get these back to Blockbuster. The
Why am I
late
Trey?
Fees are ridiculous. We owe $9,000.
Now I'm Trey.
I know. I was just going to say.
No. He sounds
That's
like
Trey. Joel doesn't sound like that.
No.
I mean, David Stern.
Was
old commish.
I don't know. I don't know why I put that on you. I'm sorry.
My beta machine is hooked up in the man cave, so I can still play beta tapes.
My, that's an overshare. Never
you think
mind.
Barry Warner has
Never
an 8-track head unit in his car?
Absolutely. Got pull the Beach out. Boys, Beach pull Boys out. Ready to pop that thing in.
Pull out 8-track. Did you ever have a pull out radio?
Uh huh.
I did too.
Did it ever get jacked?
Yeah, when I forgot to pull it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? That was such a dumb invention. You made the stereo easy to pull out, and you're wondering why your head units were stolen. That's so dumb. That was so common. It was so common to get.
You take it with you.
Yeah, but
that's the whole reason it pulls out.
But people would get lazy and they would leave the head unit and it would get jacked. It was very common.
Remember
by
the
way,
face,
by the way,
the
you realize all of this is just going to promote cause OU Mike to call and talk about us talking about pulling out and head
in the head unit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't call OU
Mike. He's
got
20 minutes.
Grow up.
Let me get this straight.
No, I had a pull-out radio, and I would take it, like, I worked at Journeys.
And don't act like you never got lazy and left it in the car a couple times.
Never.
A lot of people would do that.
Bro, I spent a lot of money on that Krako bad boy, and...
Dude, you would carry around a head unit?
Quick, running into the store and running out?
Yep.
So I did... No,
yeah. Did you put it in your fanny pack? Like, where did you put it?
Fanny packs weren't a thing when I was in high school, dude.
Don't act like fanny packs was not a part of your era, Barry Laminate.
It was not part of my era. I'm sorry, Nicholas.
You loved fanny packs.
No, I never owned a fanny pack in my life until...
There's a guy at our gym that still wears one.
A fanny
pack?
And
I've had a legitimate
conversation. I've got a buddy that still wears
one now.
I've had
a legitimate conversation with him on more than one. He wears those thick champion sweats, too. The sweatpants and the sweatshirt. And it's not a hoodie. It's just one of the regular collared sweatshirts. And I go, you do realize that no one's worn a fanny pack in years. And your sweatpants have pockets. I prefer it.
Wait. Sweatpants can't have pockets now?
No, they have pockets, which is why you don't need a fanny pack.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do notice that, like, weightlifters and bodybuilders and stuff are super into fanny packs still.
Because they have small penises.
Oh, well.
So you just... So
wow, that's usually my favorite word. What made you say
shot that out there.
Blocks the...
Aren't we talking about the one where I'm having to warn about inappropriate things and you're just shooting the P word around like it's nothing? I'm embarrassed right now.
We got one segment to go. We'll be right back. It's the usual suspects. Take and just move it. I asked you nicely.
Don't make the dog lose it. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Don't argue with me about what a fanny pack is, because a lot of people wear it in the front.
It can't be. Yeah,
a fanny pack is supposed to be worn in the back by your fanny.
I know, but you're saying
if you want to be technical
slides,
about it, but most everybody wore them in the front.
It can't be on slides if it's a fanny pack.
And then they became grape smashers when you put your keys and something heavy in there and then started to run quickly and it slammed up and down on your...
I wouldn't know because I don't never owned a fanny pack.
Never.
I don't believe that.
I'm on this I don't believe it at all.
This website where it says 17 fanny packs from the 90s, and I think both of you have owned at least two of these. Seriously.
I had a Nike fanny pack.
The JanSport one. You definitely had the JanSport one.
Never owned a fanny pack in my life.
Barry had the leather Tommy Hilfiger one with the big
no.
zip.
I had Tommy Hilfiger polos and t-shirts and jeans, but I never had a fanny pack.
And leather underwear, but not a leather fanny pack.
Oh, there's the Nike Jordan one. That thing's ugly.
Well,
it's purple.
That's your boy.
Mine wasn't purple.
That's a good try, though. I like how you're projecting that because they were very popular.
There's a Barney
in
one.
Era.
Who had the Barney one? Was it you or was it Joel?
Well, you're the young one.
Yeah.
The Barney one.
You're the young one on the show. I'm guessing it's you. Barney was your era.
Fanny packs were your era.
I see you rolling into class with your Barney fanny pack on, like going, I love into, you, you love me. Like how this, about taking a look at Barney, my purple dinosaur?
This is Demetrius. Messed up that my name is never called. I've never found my name at gas stations or anywhere else that they have names on products. Yeah, you're probably not going to get a Coke with Demetrius on it unless you like go to Russia.
Unless it's the 32, isn't that like a Russian 32-ounce can so you can fit it on there.
Isn't Demetrius kind of Russian? Isn't that a Russian Greek name?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, Greek. It is Russian.
I feel like.
Isn't it also Greek?
Is it Greek?
I had a close Russian friend. His name was Demetrius.
Okay. Owner of Nico Nico's is Demetrius Fetakakis.
My grandmother's name is Darley Elbert Sumners. Oh, sorry, grandfather. Darley Elbert Sumners.
I'm going by Daz and calling it a day, because otherwise...
I'm going by El Boogie. Instead of Elbert, I'll go by El Boogie. Oh, look at all these calls all of a sudden.
Better get to them.
Brad wants to talk about detachable steering wheels. Brad, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, dude?
I jumped into the car and don't even know where this conversation was going, but you're talking about detachable faceplates and stereos.
Yes.
And I had to be honest and call. I used to have a removable steering wheel.
What an idiot. Why?
So they wouldn't steal the car. You can't drive off with your car if you can't steer it.
And you can't fit that in a fanny pack. What are you doing, carrying it around everywhere you go?
Were you like Flavor Flav?
Draped it over your shoulder?
Did you go like Flavor Flav style and wears it as a medallion? Like, what the hell are you doing with a steering wheel?
I carried it around in my hand. I carried it around proud.
Oh, my God.
People were always asking about it. I was like, hey, you can't steal my car, can you?
Wow.
But they can make fun of you.
I know how ridiculous it is now 20 years later.
Yeah, you're like, at the time, you probably thought you were pretty cool, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't think I was cool. I knew I was cool. I walked through the mall with that steering wheel in my hand.
And then
I knew that I had the newest upgrade that people didn't even know about yet.
I feel like Brad owned a club at one point also. Did you have
a
club?
I was going to say, the steering wheel, the club, yeah.
Tell the truth, Brad. You owned a club at one point, didn't you?
Well, obviously the club didn't work, so I had to upgrade to the steering wheel.
The club, you got your car stolen with the club? I get it.
Of course.
Appreciate the call, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, man.
Wait, I've never known anyone with a detachable steering wheel.
Mm-mm.
Seen it in movies, but I didn't think it was real.
Like race cars. Brad might have been a NASCAR fan.
Like when you have a bike and people bring their seat because people were stealing seats.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there were like even like the expensive BMX and tent in like the racing road bikes. People have to take their seat off.
That's wild.
If you're hard up enough, you're going to steal a seat.
That's pretty
bad. Don't steal the seat of the guy that was riding around.
No.
Before he got shot yesterday, by the way.
What about John Parker? That's a white-ass name. Signed, John Parker.
That's fantastic. Funny.
That's pretty good. You want to get this call?
Yeah, sure.
What is this for? Brandon says, wants to apologize. What for, Brandon? What do you want to apologize for?
So I was supposed to come to your show in July.
Okay.
And I got into a pretty significant car accident. So I feel like I owed you an apology, and then I owed the station an apology because I won tickets to the listener appreciation event, and I didn't even get to go to that either.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't speak for the station, but I'm sure that they would agree, bro. If you got in a car wreck, we totally understand. Yeah. Like, you know, that's all
the
secondary.
The station does. Barry doesn't understand the show thing.
That's all secondary. So just
well, keep, I know well. You have like only 7 people that go to your show, so I'm sorry that only 6 showed
now,
up.
Barry going to change his opinion now.
At least I had a significant reason. I mean, I can't say what happened to the other 7 people. But.
Well played,
Brandon. So you missed listener appreciation party too?
Block him. He's blocked and never allowed to call again.
You missed listener appreciation because of the accident?
That's just because you're on a block fest today, man.
That's right.
I heard you blocked like 74 people today.
That's right.
And shut down the text line.
Like Mutombo over here.
You're just salty today.
I am. I'm so angry.
No.
Yeah, I did. I missed the listener appreciation event also.
Because of the accident? So, man, we hope you, are you doing better?
Yeah, I'm better. I went and saw the chiropractor. I flipped the vertebrae. I flipped the disc in my back. So went and saw the chiropractor, and I feel a whole lot better now.
Well,
so,
good deal.
Very
I got
good.
A T-boned by a drunk driver. So.
Damn.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's not
everything's
a good, thing.
Good. We're gonna.
I've told Nick
out.
About that. I don't know.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna say that.
Take care of yourself, Brandon. We appreciate the call, man. No need to apologize. We totally understand. What do you mean you knew I was going to say that?
I don't just drive around drunk in the city of Houston.
You drive around high.
I do not do that.
On coke and on crack and meth, bath salts.
Bath salt? Yeah. Who does that?
You. Yeah. See how this fanny pack thing works? I can just tell you. I can just
That's
say.
That's probably from the fanny pack era.
Say words and make bath them true salt? Also.
That was from the fanny pack era. That was
is, no, bath salts is like a recent thing, like the last like yeah, 5-7 years.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's I had a joke. 10. I had a stupidest joke when I first started
comedy.
Were they
snorting Epsom salt? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know how they, I think they huff it or smoke it or, I don't know, butt chug it. I have no idea
I
how they do
snorting.
Bath salts. Is it snorting it?
I think so.
I had the dumbest joke. I'm embarrassed I'm even going to tell this joke. But I stopped doing this joke after like 3 times on stage at an open mic. But this is my bath salts joke. I saw on the news the other day where this guy was running from the cops because he was high on bath salts and he cut himself open and was throwing his intestines at the cops. True story. It takes a lot of guts to do that.
that's not bad.
But it was actually a true story. Like this dude in Florida was on high on bath salts. He was running from the cops and he was trying to distract them. So he cut his stomach open and started throwing his insides at the cops. Is that not like, yeah, let's do some bath salts and just be idiots. That's the dumbest thing ever. Joke though? Awesome joke. Yeah, I don't do that one anymore. I stopped doing it. I got a grandma. Somebody said, all right. I got a grandma named Verna also. Wow, that's two. That's two in the whole world.
I had Viola.
Viola.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
No, but it was hers. Okay, we appreciate the love and sentiments today, as always, people. It's been a great Way Back Wednesday, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. We do want to remind you that the Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, John, they'll take you home till 7. You don't have to do a thing. It'll be simulcast on both SportsMap and ESPN. So for Nick, for Barry,
Joel. Wait, who won? Who won Way Back Wednesday?
We don't know. That's not important. We got to go to break.
Oh.
I think it's Barry. I really didn't know.
Nicholas didn't win. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, at least your bots.
Suck it, Nick.
Your bots had a technical difficulty, Nick. So
no pity votes.
All right. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Have a great night. Blitz is next. Take care.